Jason Kelce, broadcaster, former NFL player, future Hall of Famer, is in a tough spot. This Super Bowl, the team he played for 13 years that made him rich and that he made all these friends and family. Basically, you're a big family. You're at the highest level of professional sports. They won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. He did. He also lost one with the Eagles. Are taking on his brother, Travis Kelce's Kansas City Chiefs. Who would you root for?
Woo.
I think you're like, oh, I think some people we might jump to like, you know, one answer. But really, honestly, think about if you've played team sports and you're loyal to a team and your team's in the Super Bowl, do you root for your brother's team who's on the opposite team, who's also beat you in a Super Bowl before?
Yeah, this is a different scenario. I mean, maybe a little similar, but a different scenario than, you know, what was it last year when Donna Kelce, their mother.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago was in the situation where it was the Eagles versus the Chiefs. And so her two sons are on opposing. Who do you cheer for?
Yeah, you know, one's going to be devastated and one's going to be elated.
Yep.
That's so rough.
I mean, in this case, it's like one where you made your living.
Mm-hmm.
You are where you are, yes, because of your talents, but also because of your commitment to a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the millions they paid
seasons.
You.
Yeah. Versus your brother.
Yeah, an old annoying brother.
What?
No, it's your brother.
It's your brother. Family.
I have brothers. You have brothers, sisters?
I'm trying to like not think of the sports mentality here, and I'm trying to think like if my sister were on an opposing morning show,
right,
and I was no longer on that,
right,
what would my loyalty be?
Yeah. Mm. And then like our station was up. Let's say you left on good terms.
Yeah, right.
You'd have to leave on good terms.
Right.
100%.
Like you retired.
It was my decision.
And they were like, you know, you're one of our best employees ever. We're so proud of you. You know.
And I'm happy in my, you know, life being a specialty goods buyer for my own charcuterie store. Right. Like, I'm totally fulfilled and living my best life.
And then the rest of us, because we have no other skills. Well, Matt does. We're up for morning show of the year for the entire country versus your sister's radio station morning show.
Who do you root for?
And you got to remember, whatever we do here, we would put you in whatever our equivalent of the Ring of Honor would be.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want a plaque outside the bathroom?
Yeah.
We could do that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's where it would go, is outside the
100%.
Bathroom. Either that or out back.
Probably I'm thinking in the bathroom.
Out back of the door that doesn't even open anymore. Yeah, that one.
Kind of under the toilet, like, they, you know, like, kind of like where if the water overflows, you turn that little knob. Kind of wedged behind there.
Yes.
We know our value.
Yes, we do.
We get it.
What if? Let's go to Tia. Who would you root for if you're Jason Kelce, your team, the Eagles, or your brother's team, the Chiefs?
Well, first of all, go Bills. It's really sad that Josh Allen and the Bills lost. But, sorry, I had to.
No, you're fine. You're a fan.
I'd go for my team, but, like, wouldn't be sad, like, if the Chiefs won. Obviously, like, root on your brother, you know, support him, whatever. But I think if it's Mama Kelce, I think she's going with Travis.
But you're saying you would cheer for the Eagles.
I would do me. Yeah, I would cheer for the Eagles.
Cheer for your team.
Okay.
And just a side note, since you brought up the Bills, can they change their little, I know it's more of a recent thing, the last 15 years or so, the Bills Mafia, that's what they call themselves, the Bills Mafia.
Oh, they do?
The only thing they kill is their fans' hopes and dreams every year.
Oh.
Can we not? Let's change
that. Yeah, thanks a lot there, Jared.
The thing is, Bills Mafia. Somebody said it like as kind of like a one-off thing, and he's made a lot of money since then, because the Bills like adopted it and then like bought all of its merchandise.
Okay.
So I'm happy for that guy.
Yeah, I didn't know that's how they referred to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They sound a lot harder than they
are. Bills Mafia.
Yeah, Bills Mafia. They never won a Super Bowl. Let's go to Mike. Mike, who would you cheer for if you're Jason Kelce? Would you cheer for your team or your brother's team?
Hey, what's up, guys? Mike Lawson here. Team Goodman, Jason Goodman's number one fan. I am Jason Goodman's Taylor Swift.
Hey, he's not here, so you're wasting your breath.
Maybe.
I know. I'm just saying. He's here in spirit today.
Mike.
But you guys haven't accepted my friend request, so.
Send me. No, I don't have any pending ones. Mike. Now
I'm going to pull for my team, man. I'm going to pull for my team. I mean, that's a brotherly challenge, man. It is what it is. At the end of the day, you're still going to be brothers. You're still going to congratulate them, win or lose. It is what it is.
Okay.
It's loyalty.
So your team. So your loyalty to someone that's not your family. I got it. That's the definition of loyalty. I've always heard.
Loyalty over blood.
I've always heard water's thicker than blood. Yeah,
yes.
I've always heard that. Yeah.
No, but you're not alone
brotherly
in this, Mike.
Love, man.
Now, Mike, if you start feeling sick later, it's probably because maybe you made out with Jason Goodman. He might have the flu. So,
Heads up.
Never.
All right, Mike.
And if we start feeling sick later, it's not because we made out with Jason Goodman. It's because he spittles all over this thing and doesn't wash his hands.
And he just prances around with anxiety, and so it just flies off him. All right, let's go to Jessica. Jessica, if you were Jason Kelce, would you cheer for the Eagles that you played for 13 years or the Chiefs because your brother's on that team?
All right, Jared. First of all, Mafia means family. Big Bills fan here. Oh. It is deeper than, you know, just the team. Love them to death. Killed me that they lost this weekend. But aside from that, if I was Jason, all honesty, I would probably go for the Eagles now solely because last time he was on the team, Travis and the Chiefs beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know he was happy for him, but I think it's kind of their turn to, you know, turn things around. The Chiefs have had their glory here lately. It's time to bring somebody else in.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Like, say, well, you've won three,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the sting is not as high, but still. All right. Interesting. Thank you. I made a bunch of Bills fans, man. I'm sorry.
I didn't know we had so. I mean, I'm not talking trash at all. I am not. I just didn't know we had so many here.
Yeah, they've all moved down here because it's expensive to live up in New York.
I see.
Although Buffalo is probably not as expensive. Anyway, let's go to Jose. Jose, AML Jose. Who would you cheer for? Jason Kelce's team? Or if you're Jason Kelce, the Eagles or the Chiefs? Because Travis Kelce is on the Chiefs.
First of all, Team Jared. Jared all the way. Woo!
Woo! Let's go!
Okay, Jose.
All right. I'll go with the Eagles. If I'm him, I'm saying screw you, Travis Kelce, screw the Chiefs, screw Mahomes, and screw Taylor Swift. Eagles all the way.
All right, you would like to. All right, Jose, thank you. Let's go to AML Chris, Katie's arch nemesis. Who would you cheer for if you're Jason Kelce, your longtime team, the Eagles that you played for, or the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I have to stay loyal and stay with my team.
Not one person has said.
I know.
Not one. Thank you, Chris. Anything you want to say to Katie?
No.
Yeah, you suck.
Okay. I think every once in a while he might say something different.
Until you have somebody who hates you, and then I'm going to put them through
every single
day. I have
tons of people that hate me.
Well, they're not calling or you're not taking their phone calls.
Nope, that's not true.
Yep.
Oh, they'll come through. I'll win them over somehow, though.
Yeah, huh?
He likes you. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, yeah, yeah. You'd wear your skin so fast. Let's go. Hey, it's Chris.
I do take good care of it.
Hey, I'm Katie. You like my nose? I got high cheekbones now. I took it from Katie's face. Put them in my own face.
I do look younger than my years, so
yeah.
He would probably look good if he wore my skin.
It's like, I suck now, too, yeah. I'm Katie.
I'm the worst.
Yeah, I wear Katie's skin.